Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, and current events. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners, our very tough listeners out there listening to us on this, in these coronavirus times. And just so you know, Ed and I are properly socially distanced and are being very, very careful, as we all should be, in helping to flatten that curve. No anxiety here, no fear. We're not going to worry about this thing. It's just a virus that will be gone eventually, and we're all going to get through this just fine. My thanks again to CHI Memorial for having such fine education for us. We continue, like, as a group for CHI Memorial Family Medicine down there at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. We talk all day, every day, about how to do our job better and how to practice in this new kind of crazy age. So, most providers, and CHI included, we're doing a lot of telemedicine, so that's new. And thankfully, a lot of the rules are being modified so that we can do that. So nobody be afraid of being able to see your provider within CHI. Most every office is open. There's been a little bit of variability, but, you know, we're big enough that you're going to have someone to see. So just give a call if you need us. And for our office, we're doing well visits in the morning, primarily telemedicine. We're trying to keep most people out of the office, and it's really for social distancing and everyone's protection, unless there's not an option. There's some things you just can't do via telemedicine. But we've got our minds open and are learning and changing. It was a little difficult for us providers because we are a bit on the obsessive compulsive side most times, as I'm sure Ed understands and a lot of you do. But we're having to change and modify our work schedules and lifestyles. And frankly, Ed, it's kind of fun sometimes. And I've seen people's homes because we're on FaceTime and Google Duo and other modalities. I've seen their homes. I was out in the field, one of my patients with her horses and her cows, one laying out by the pool, you know, so it's just been a new entrance into the lives of all of my family. And frankly, I've enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed this last week. The hard part was just changing the way we worked, which I know, you know, Nutrition World has changed the way, you know, your own business model you had to, and we're doing the same thing. And it's been quite enjoyable. Thank you, CHI Memorial, for your wonderful support and the support of all of this community, and also for being a sponsor of our show and for still planning on building that hospital right there at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. And I will say, the other companies I work with, like Benchmark Physical Therapy, they're modifying their techniques on how they deliver physical therapy in a virtual world. It's incredible. I've talked to them. I'll let them describe that one day. And Home Health and Hospice is doing the same thing. So LHC Group with Home Care Solutions, Home Health, Ringgold and Dalton, and Heartlight Hospice out of Dalton. We are also modifying, being very careful with our PPE for visits. And there is now an allowance for people, if you didn't know this, as long as we're in shelter in place, we're all considered potentially homebound. So any potential, as I understand the rules as they were told to me, anyone can receive home health. All people are potentially homebound. So in the, you know, prior to this, you had to have certain conditions to be considered homebound. Well, we're all homebound now. So if someone needed physical therapy or certain services, they can receive that at home in a safer modality without having to get out on the road. So there are all sorts of new allowances within medicine. So do not fear. And Ed and I are trying to tell you guys, be smart, be educated. Be careful, but don't be fearful. So, you know, this last week for me has been fantastic. I love seeing us all working together. I've seen amazing people in the community. And frankly, I've seen calm, cooperation, helpful people, social distancing. Saw two people dating in separate cars, by the way, walking around. And it put a smile on my face. It's They were sitting in separate cars talking, and you could just tell what was going on, and it just made me happy. They were adapting to this. So that's a little bit of my week, and that's probably a 1% of the joy I've had this last week in living in this world. It's not been bad. It's been a good experience and a learning curve. How about you, Ed?
Thank you for those positive comments, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World since 1979. And certainly none of us saw this coming. But again, I love your perspective that you're grabbing onto the positive aspects of this, because there's so much that I see that will be positive for the long haul. I know that we're going to have a nation and probably a world that is going to be so much more grateful for everything, number one. Number two is the kindness. I have viewed kindness from my clients and customers and people on the phone like I have never seen in my life. And Nutrition World is on a very limited basis. We, you know, do curbside, we do online, we do local deliveries, and we allow two people at one time in because we are a food market. We got another big chunk of meat in today. We got the bison and the ground beef. We actually have sweet potatoes in. We have salmon from a great guy who catches it. We have, you know, many nutritional products that are supporting the lifestyle of people. I mean, like, you know, my Zunta bar that I formulated, you and I both eat it. The amount of people who are using these bars as a lunch or a breakfast is just growing exponentially because it's easy, it's nutritious. And I want to plug the fact that I'm always talking about the power of nourishing the body, but there's never been a more important time than right now. How do we nourish it? You still need to be on what I call the core four, which is a multivitamin, a green drink, probiotics, and omega-3s. If you go to nutritionw.com shop, you can type in core four and pick the exact items, and we've reduced the price to as low as it can get so that you can supplement with the things that's going to make your immune system strong and robust. And when we get through this, we're all going to be, we want to be in at least a good, stable place to get back in the gym and get back on exercise and not fall apart physically during these times. So let's create some stability with the foods, because I can tell you, and we're going to talk about this in one of the segments today, one of my great challenges is trying to get foods. And I've lowered my standards greatly. I can't get organic broccoli and grass-fed beef and all the things that I used to strive for. But there's still a middle ground. If you choose wisely, you're still going to support the body. And I've got 9 different places that I'm going to talk about that I have chosen to eat at on a takeout basis. And it was very frustrating the first week or two, as you know, Dr. Green, because I'm kind of like a deer in the headlight. I don't fix foods. I'm just a person who generally did eat out. So it's been a great challenge, but I'm accepting it. And I'm looking for the great pluses, the assets. And if you want to listen to this show to hear doom and gloom, I think you need to click off, because that's not going to happen. And we're also not going to be in a fantasy land of, oh, it's all wonderful, because it's a challenge. And I know there's so many who are hurting out there. But we're going to help with some good advice today. So,
you know, I did start out. I mean, I'm glad you said that it was a challenge. That did resonate with me, because I was a bit negative in my own mind, if anything, probably externally too. Initially, you know, work was hard. It was hard to change. We didn't know how we would do it. Then I realized I got to practice what I preach and adapt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, frankly, it's been nice since then. But I had to change my own attitude is what it was. And that went for home life, that went for food, for eating. Everything changed. I couldn't find what I was used to. So it was time to modify everything. And the same thing happened at work. So, you know, once you accept that change is happening, whether you like it or not, you can go around gloom and dooming it and complaining the whole time. But you know what? You're going to be in the same situation with a bad attitude, or you can be in the same situation with a good attitude. Mm-hmm. Which one would you rather have?
And normally, I do truly believe that good attitudes, positive thinking attracts more calmness and positive outcomes in your life. And that's not easy to do. There's no doubt. I mean, I have a technique called EFT that I use. People should Google that if you're under tons, or we all are under tons of stress. It's a hands-on technique. You can learn at home, off the internet. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. If you can do one single baby step from something that Dr. Green and I talk about today, we're not asking 10 steps. We're asking one. So if you listen to the whole show, please embrace one single thing. And we want to move forward, baby stepping. What we don't want to do is stay stagnant or move backwards. And it's going to take discipline for some of us. We're in a fog, and it's hard to get up some mornings.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you, and we'll readdress this next week, but my biggest challenge right now, as the times have changed, my gym finally closed, and that is the biggest challenge right now, is adapting to that. So that is, I look forward to the challenge, but it's not easy.
No, and I've never missed a workout more than a week since I was 17 years old. I'm 63, and other than running a marathon one year, that was the only time I didn't really seriously weight train. It's probably at the top of my list. And I know people who are not addicted to gym training, you probably have a hard time understanding that. It has been a game changer for me, but I have embraced it, and I've now worked through, and I have a little system. Again, on workouts, I'm doing baby steps, which is, I'm asking people who are listening to do that. I use bands. I may talk about that a little bit later. Guess what, my friend? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about health and your future and how we're going to be able to help you to get through this. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga with my partner, Dr. Green. And one of the biggest challenges for me is the food situation, because number one,
amen,
and I'm picky about healthy food. I'm not picky about taste. I can eat anything if it's healthy, almost, except garlic and cilantro. Those two things.
I love my garlic. I like cilantro, too. That's kind of funny.
I know. So, the world's upside down right now. We are going to come out of this. There'll be a green light, people, around the corner. I don't know when that corner will be, but it's not going to be years. It will not be a year. It will be weeks or several weeks or maybe a month or two, but we are going to turn this. Keep that in mind.
Well, how did you hit your food barrier? I know what happened to me, so what happened to you?
I kept going to Panera every single day to get takeout. And all of a sudden, I just broke. I mean, it was like, I can't keep doing this. I always drink my breakfast, and I will encourage people that, you know, I start my day with still a keto breakfast using something called Metagenics or Garden of Life keto drink, and I put the green powder in it. And I want to encourage everyone again, let's try to halfway support the nourishment of our body, not only because we're going to come out of this and you don't want a broken body at the end. Secondly, we need to know, and we think everyone does know now, that the immune system is imperative in our life, especially to stay well. And you only do that through lifestyle and nourishment. So drinking my breakfast with a keto drink, Metagenics or Garden of Life with the greens powder, is a key to fully functioning healthy bodies. You can go to nutritionw.com under shop and type in core 4. That's the items that I know every single human needs above 21. However, this is where I want to talk about. And first, I want to give you my list of what I now have as my go-to for supper. Sometimes lunch. And sometimes on the way to work, because I have a fast metabolism and a very big appetite. And I don't want to gain bad weight during this time because I'm minimal on exercise, doing a little bit every morning, but very tiny. But believe it or not, this is going to be the surprise of the day. Most mornings at 8:25, before I get to the store, I pull into Burger King, and they have actually an egg and cheese croissant. The croissant is made with butter. And that's a big one for me. Most croissants are made with the worthless margarine and bad oils. They actually, Burger King has a decent food. They have a croissant with butter, a real egg, and real cheese. Guess what?
You're making me hungry. Stop.
It's not perfect, but it fills me up, gives me decent quality calories, and I'm not excessively carbing. We need to not be living on carbs. Right now, the carb and the snack foods have doubled and tripled in sales, and we got to watch that, people.
And when you're saying carb, like snack food isn't easy. I know what you mean by that, but say what you mean for the listeners about just carb.
You know, tons of the processed foods, the chips, the sweet teas, the Cokes, all the you know, actually too much rice and pasta can do it too. We want to be eating more protein and healthy fats because we're easily overboarding on carbs.
However, let me throw something out. If you are trying to store some foods during this time, pastas do store and keep well. So that's one place. That's, you know, it's a good thing to talk about. It's one of the changes I had to make, is that really I wasn't eating rice and pasta. You know, a lot of things that were higher in carb because I was doing more of a keto lifestyle. And suddenly all the things, I mean, I went for, gosh, before I bought some bison from you, a couple of weeks, and I could not find ground beef. I could not find ground turkey. I wasn't finding chicken. Every time I went, it's like it was, whether I was early or late, it was gone. And I could not find it. I think we've adapted. Now I'm much better at being able to locate that. But I couldn't find my protein sources. And I was eating Zunta bars and drinking protein drinks. And it was just crazy. And, you know, I've adapted once again. But that's one of the places I had to think outside my little box and had to get inside a bit of a pasta box and have some spaghetti and things that I wasn't normally eating. So anyway, it's just one of those things where I didn't like doing it, but it's a change, and I've adapted, at least temporarily.
Temporarily, that's exactly right. We'll get back to the good old days.
But I'd like a croissant.
And it's actually delicious. The other thing, okay, I'm going to run through the list real quick, then you tell people what you are accessing as far as your food choices. Again, you're more of a cook than I am. You you have a situation where, you know, you can eat at home more often. I am eating at home, too, with my, my partner, and she's fixing wonderful foods. But, the one I left off my list, the number one chef and his wife up in Hickson absolutely love the place because they've only
that's a business.
It's a business. And all the years they've been in business, you have to get their food either fresh and take it home and cook it, or you get it frozen and take it home and cook it. The best chicken pot pies, the best vegetables, the best salmon, the best of anything. I've used them for years when I go camping. I will get or go to a cabin or something. I will go to Chef and his wife on that Saturday morning and pick up all the food that we need for the weekend.
Better than my old camping food.
Yeah.
Ozark Trail frozen. Yes, freeze-dried.
You know, it's reasonably priced for the quality. So Chef and his wife is one. I do frequent Fresh Market. Today I went to Fresh Market at lunch. My daughter and I went there and we picked up some food and went and sat at her old school and watched just because no one was on the parking lot. You got to find, you know, these quiet places. But I'll tell you, they got the best meal deal, I think, in town. For $12.99, you get an entire huge rotisserie chicken. And you get about a pound of their sides. I get kale salad or Brussels sprouts, and you get four corn muffins, which I don't like. They're too sweet. All for $12.99. So that's a wonderful place. I'm going to run through the others real quick. I do believe the Panera has some great bowls. I go to El Primo once in a while for the special night of the week to have really good food. And, you know, they have one in Ottawa, one downtown. The Mexican of my choice right now is La Altina, next to Publix on East Brainerd Road. They have a meal called Adam's Choice. Adam's Choice has vegetables in it. They have zucchini and mushrooms and onions with chicken and rice. It's to die for.
Let me throw in my Plaza del Sol down the street from that one is also having curbside because I tried it.
Oh, okay, good.
Made sure and told my kids about that one because they didn't know.
Loopy's Pizza's the only pizza I ever eat. I do that once a week, and just the highest quality. They have still sourced locally. They have wonderful, wonderful, easy to digest pizza. Cheesecake Factory still has good food. On, of course, I'll pick up. Mainstream Meats is where my daughter is getting some of the best quiches and other foods that I've ever tried, with Need Loves next to them. And lastly, Acropolis with Betty over there. I've eaten there for 25 years. I will continue. And in fact, tomorrow night, I'm going to be picking up my food from
Their
Acropolis.
Kids went to Macaulay, too.
Did they?
Guys, yeah. Okay. So I've known that family for a little while myself. So those are good restaurants. And if I leave anybody out, I'm sorry for that. But I will say Aaliyah. We talked about that once. And they're having both family-friendly meals, a new menu for takeout, or you can actually get the ingredients kind of like your chef and his wife and cook them yourself. So that's one. There are a lot of others downtown that are excellent right now. Using Edley's a lot. I've told you about that. Excellent salad, meats. Also, Food Works. I thought they were closing at 4. I was wrong. I saw one of the people I know from there, and he set me straight. So, you know, they've changed their menu, but they're doing a curbside and a takeout as well, as is Base Camp, home of the best wings in town, as I told you. So they're doing takeout. And one thing I haven't actually been to, but I was a place I've never, ever even, I've never eaten at or done any business with, Brewhaus in North Shore. But I saw a lot of people over there and waited. And when the tent cleared, I went and looked. And what they were doing was selling fresh vegetables, fresh meat. So you could get some things cooked, or you could just buy them raw. So if you're trying to look for chicken, turkey, beef, whatever you're looking for, they're selling it. So you can go there like you would to a grocery store. And that surprised me. And let's see, they had sidewalk service for Beast and Barrel. I haven't done much business with them, but they had a lot of good selections as well. And who else have I used? Gosh, I mean, there was really a lot of places downtown that are doing that, and it's been great. But I'm doing less takeout, less curbside, and doing more cooking, like you said, and having to open my mind to that. And as I'm getting used to this new age, I'm finding all my turkey and all my bison. Thank you for your bison, Ed, and ground beef, and able to have your fresh dishes, and not always eating the same things that I had before, but I tell you, it's really pleasant carrying that to work with me, like you said, cooking at home and carrying to work and enjoying it.
Well, you've got the right attitude, because, you know, we can make up our mind a lot to enjoy or be very unhappy about it. And I'm using a lot of meditative techniques. I do that every morning. In fact, I do more of that now than I've ever done in my life, because I'm not going to the gym. I am. And speaking of the gym, I am using these bands that I got at Academy Sports. And I do only about 7 minutes in the morning, and I do a little bit of stretching. Hey, people. Right now, little is fine. Do not beat up on yourself, as I previously was doing, that I can't bench and I squat and do all my weights. We're in a maintenance mode right now. We're not in a place that we're going to try to make, you know, huge gains or get super fit. If you have the, you know, love of running and you have plenty of off time, well, that could be one you could do. But
so you can, right, you can modify what you're doing, and I've done that before with an injury, just like you did when your back was hurting, and modify what you do completely differently from normal. You know, also don't forget Herschel Walker's favorites, push-ups and pull-ups.
Yep.
So, you know, I've got my pull-up bar at home, and I've pulled it out and just, you know, not had a great workout, but did something.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's plenty of furniture around. I can do dips. I can do push-ups. I can do declines. I can do pull-ups. I was doing upside-down pull-ups, which is not the safest thing to do when your head is pointing down towards tile, but you can actually do, you know, back flies and other things. So there's so many things. If you keep your mind open, you can find a way to do it. Just people, if you are doing strange stuff like me, be careful, please.
Absolutely. And again, I want to reiterate, pick one thing from this show today and please embrace it. I want to quickly say, we got about 3 minutes left. You know, every one of us have moments of fear, anxiousness, anxiety. It's kind of we're wired for it to begin with, but when the entire world is suffering from it, it's contagious, and we need to try to use methods to maintain more calmness. Very rarely do we come up with really sound decisions during a spiraling fear place. And
I believe you can have a reverse mob mentality where one voice of calm can actually be infectious.
Absolutely, and maybe the person here listening to this show can be that person. At Nutrition World, at nutritionw.com, the things that I have recommended for years that I have full confidence can take you from a 10 level of anxiousness, maybe not, and even help you sleep at night, are these three or four things. One is a product called AnxioCalm. I'm actually giving Dr. Green a sample here. He can try all natural.
Thank you.
It is amazing. Two tiny little pills, and you'll go down 30% in anxiety within about 30 minutes. All made totally natural ingredients. No issues with addiction. AnxioCalm, spelled AnxioCalm. And then secondly, CBD. We all know about CBD. The one I like, the three I like the best is Garden of Life, Straight Hemp, and Hill City. And we can't really mail that out. We really we kind of want people to over state lines. We can do it in the city, but we can't out that.
They haven't modified any of the rules for this.
Everything's frozen right now. Thirdly, GABA is what saves my life at night when I wake up at 12:15 and the brain is starting the cognitive popcorn. I'll pop 1,000 milligrams of GABA, and usually I'm back in 25 minutes. It isn't a sleep remedy; it's a calm remedy. Rescue Remedy is another one. I know Dr. Green sometimes uses that. Yep, he has it in his hand right now.
Yes, I'm holding it right now. I think that is it. Bach.
Bach. Yeah. Dr. Bach wrote, came up with that about 100 years ago. It's little drops. You put it under your tongue when you are really upset or anxious. Another one is lavender. We carry a brand of essential oils called Pranaram. You have to be very cautious with essential oils. Most are not quality, so they don't give you results. You get Pranaram's lavender. When you're upset, put it on your wrist, the bottom of your feet, and take a smell of it. And I can assure you, there will calmness will come.
And having experienced that, I will agree.
Beautiful. All right, my friend. Well, it's time to take another break. The minutes are flying by, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing other topics, perhaps that of we have one guest on talking about a donor, how the participant of a donor program works. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, my good old buddy. And today we have a guest. I'm so glad to get somewhat off of the subject that everybody seems to be, of course, speaking about. But this is interesting to me. We have a guest, Shelley Snyder, Executive Director of Trust of Life. Welcome, Shelley, to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about donors and National Donate Life Month. Give me the lowdown on what exactly that means, because I'm very intrigued by what I'm reading here in the notes.
Absolutely. April is Donate Life Month every year, and although this year is certainly different given what the world is going through, we still want to take the opportunity to educate people about the life-saving mission of organ donation. Even throughout this pandemic, we are still working with families who say yes and give the gift of life, because there are still hundreds of thousands of people and their families waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. So this month is always about honoring our donors and our donor families, celebrating those who have received their gift of life, and of course, continuing the education and the fight for those who are on that waiting list and in need. So although it's different this year, we're still continuing to educate about this mission.
And I am a primary care doctor, so not in the job of transplants, but what kind of numbers are we talking? How many people are waiting?
Today in the United States, there are over 112,000 children and adults waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Many more are waiting on tissue transplants and cornea transplants, but those vital organs, over 100,000 Americans are waiting.
And so tell me, as a person who's a nutrition guy but not medical, is this what we do on the driver's license, or what do we do to make this happen?
Yeah, so when most people think of organ donation and think of registering as an organ donor, they immediately think of their driver's license. And you're exactly right. That is how most people choose to say, hey, if something were to happen to me and I could save someone's life after I'm gone, I'm willing to do it. And that's how 99% of people register as an organ donor, is through their driver's license. When they go and get that, they're asked that question, or it's on the form, and they can just check yes, and that's it. It's done. They're registered. And when I'm 300 years old and I die, I'll potentially be able to save a child's life or a person's life. So it's a really, really powerful decision. There's also a way you can certainly join online. If you have the internet, you just jump on donatelifetn.org. Or if you have an iPhone, you can also go to your health app and just simply toggle to organ donor, registered organ donor. So there's lots of different ways that you can join the registry. Certainly the most common is through driver's license.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've spent my entire 63 years, almost, not when I was super young, but, you know, I don't even joke about this. The truth is I've taken 72 vitamins and supplements a day. I eat as good a diet as anyone up till this past month or two. I've never missed a day of workout. I'd hate to lose all that hard work or not give it to someone. If something happens to me next week in some tragic accident, you know, that is really resonates with me because, you know, I got a damn good healthy body and why put it all just to waste? And I know here that it's saying only 1% of the population actually die in a way that can be an organ donor. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's one of those things that sometimes people have the impression that just anyone who dies anywhere can donate their organs, and that's just not the case. If something happens to me and they find me a day later on the side of the road, my organs are not able to be transplanted. It's a very particular way in which someone has to die for the opportunity for donation to even be possible, and that is that someone has to die in a hospital on a ventilator, and typically it's because of brain death. So 99% of us will die because our heart stops, and only 1% of us die from brain death. And why brain death is so important is it's because you're on that ventilator, and the ventilator is allowing for oxygen and blood to continue to circulate through your body. Your heart is still beating and beating those, allowing your organs to stay vital. And so someone stays on the ventilator for just a short time after being pronounced dead. They are dead. It is completely different than being in a coma or a vegetative state. Someone is pronounced deceased on the ventilator, and because of that, ventilator continuing to work for just a little bit longer for those organs to be recovered, it allows for someone to save up to 8 lives with the gift of their organs at that time. And it's such an incredible gift. And I think about it that, you know, I'm going to die one day, and to think that I could save 8 lives and give somebody more time with their family or see their kids graduate high school or whatever it might be. I mean, I really hope that I'm able to do that. And people just don't realize how rare it is. And so I think there's some of that kind of bystander effect that's just kind of, you know, I think somebody else can do it. They don't want anything I've got. I'm this old, or I've had a history of diabetes. And there's lots of reasons that people kind of may assume that they couldn't donate or weren't needed. And that's just completely wrong. We need everyone to register, because there's just such a small percentage of us that can actually give when we're gone. That's why we need everyone to register.
I had zero idea that that's the way it works. That teaches me so much, because I assume, like probably most people, if I am in a car wreck or wreck my Harley Davidson or something else, you're going to just, you know, take me to the hospital and you're going to get all my goodies. That ain't working that way, I see now. And so obviously we have to have a large number of people register in order to get that 1% of life-saving organs.
Yes, and it is. It's so interesting that, and the way you said that is so true. And sometimes there's this myth out there that the doctors aren't going to try to save you if you're an organ donor, which is just completely false. And I'm sure as a physician, that just grates at your nerves to even imagine somebody saying that. But the fact is that it is completely untrue, because if I get to the hospital, they have to work like heck to save my life and get that ventilator on me and try to get me back, because only then are my organs going to be able to be donated and transplanted. Because if I'm wheeled in and there's nothing they can do, and my heart stops, I can't be a donor. So it's a really important distinction. And unfortunately, I think sometimes Hollywood or different things maybe portray it differently, but it's very rare. And it's always, unfortunately, a tragic situation, typically an unexpected death. And so families are truly in the worst moments of their life. And through that pain and trauma, they can see the opportunity to save someone else's life. And it's just simply incredible when you meet donor families who make this very gracious decision and can look outside themselves in the worst moments of their life and save another family. It's there's just nothing more beautiful to see in the human spirit. And that is also the power of the registry, because at that time when families are going through so much, knowing that their loved one was registered, having that question answered, that they don't have to make that decision, brings so much peace to families during a difficult time. So that's the other reason that joining the registry, talking to your family, making sure that everybody knows your decision, just really makes it much more bearable at such a difficult time.
That makes so much sense, because, you know, I'm old enough to have, you know, watched my parents pass and other people I've loved, and it would, and I don't even remember whether they did or didn't, because obviously they didn't take the organs, or I would know that. But I see now that if I make that decision, what a big load off of the loved ones who are already struggling around me. Now, let me ask you this. So, and Dr. Green probably knows this answer, but if I'm just dying of old, you know, I'm old and things are falling apart and I'm going to pass away in about 2 days, but I'm not on a ventilator, what happens to the organs?
Unfortunately, in that case, the organs cannot be donated and transplanted. But tissue and cornea donation is absolutely an incredible opportunity. Tissue donation allows for someone who has a severe burn to be able to heal and truly save their life when skin is donated. It allows people to walk who need to have back surgery and need to have their bones fused together. Donated bone is used for surgeries like that. So it is truly life-changing to donate tissue. Of course, in cornea is the gift of sight for people who cannot see and who need a cornea transplant and actually can cure their blindness. So those are powerful opportunities as well for people who don't die in a way that they can donate organs. More people can donate tissue and cornea.
Oh, good. Well, that actually makes me feel a little better about all the, you know, the casualties that we read about. And, you know, even if one part of the body, I mean, I can't even fathom, you know, what it would feel like to not have eyesight and all of a sudden have it because someone donated. What a gift of life.
And absolutely.
So, you know, what for people who want to learn more about this, how would they go about, if they're sitting at home right now and they're like, this really sounds interesting, remind them how they can sign up again on their own and how they can read more about this if you have information for them.
Certainly. Right here in Tennessee, they can go to donatelifetn.org. And throughout the country, because I know your all's show is also available to people all over the country, you can go to donatelife.net and learn about what this gift means, how many people are waiting. When tragically, we have 22 people that die in America every single day because an organ was not available in time and they died waiting for that gift of life. So every single name added to the registry gives those patients hope that they will get their gift of life. So many people assume that, oh, I'm too old or I have this medical condition. They maybe that my organs couldn't be donated. That's okay. You can still register. There's no limit to registering and simply saying, hey, if I could, I would. I know I may not be able to, but I'm willing. If there's any way that I could help someone once I'm gone, I'm willing to do it. And so we really encourage people to jump online, learn more about this, donatelife.net, register as a donor, and then when we're gone, hopefully we'll be able to help someone still here.
Well, that's just lovely, Shelley. I appreciate it so much. I know in the past, sometimes I say, you know, we rent these bodies. We don't own them. And when I turn in my rent-a-body, I would be thrilled to be able to donate something to someone else. So thank you for all of that information. That was just wonderful. And you, I know people are going to be really, really enjoy listening to this and giving them an option. I mean, we're in tough times now, and being gracious and generous is one of the therapies that help all of us. So to sign up and to do this is what a generous offer, and it would take literally minutes to do it. So thank you so much, Shelley Snyder, for enlightening us. That was interesting, wasn't it, Dr. Green?
Absolutely. It's part of the field I don't normally see, but I do have patients that are on a waiting list right now.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wonder how much company they have, and they have a lot of company.
Wow, they
I'm
do.
I'm finding out.
Yeah, that was so informative. And, you know, we've about got this segment wrapped up. I do want to remind people, anything you need to nourish the body, nutritionw.com. You can go on and order online. We have local delivery. We have curbside service. We are allowing two people at a time in. We do sell foods. We have lots of organic beef and salmon and bison and some sweet potatoes and protein bars and a lot of drinks you can make for your breakfast. So,
and for all the patients out there, make sure you learn how to use things like Google Duo for your Android. And if you don't know how to do FaceTime, get somebody to teach you how to do that, because your providers are going to need your expertise. And if you have to borrow some equipment from a teenager, do it.
What great advice, because you know what? When we were riding horses and all of a sudden cars came into the picture, we need to learn the cars. Well, today we need to learn the technology.
And we've had some teenagers coming in to help their grandparents with some of these things. It's been nice.
And how lovely that can be. Guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health. We've got that and tons to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Let's talk about shame and guilt. I mean, these are some negative feelings that control or plague a lot of us. Well, Ovid, a Roman poet who lived during the reign of Augustus, once wrote, "Alas, how difficult it is not to betray one's guilt by one's looks." Well, guilt, what a burden. And it's so heavy. It's like an anchor tied to our feet, threatening to pull us deep into an ocean of shame and sadness, and usually happened at some point to all of us. Well, our past, or at least the parts that we want to hide or forget about, whether big or small, can seem this way to us. Sometimes we feel that these pasts are just unforgivable. Or at least we feel that they cannot be forgiven by the individuals in our lives or those we have actually wronged. Well, this may be true with men and women sometimes, but I think we feel that even God could not forgive us sometimes. Well, that's just not the case. Or maybe we think God doesn't want to forgive us, or that he simply will not forgive us because of the magnitude of the wrong we have done. You know, that it was just too shameful to forgive. Maybe we think we just have trouble even forgiving ourselves because we cannot even bear to think about how massively we have failed. And we all have. Well, thankfully, God is just the opposite. God described himself to Moses once. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 through 7, he proclaims about himself, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin." Well, that's who he is. God forgives the one who truly believes in him and asks for that forgiveness. Well, he forgives everything. He forgives completely. He forgives permanently. He forgives through belief in his son, Jesus, which is precisely what Jesus came to us to accomplish. And he bridged that chasm between God and us. Great time to talk about it after Easter. Well, so we may feel we are not worthy of that love and forgiveness. But God has chased us down in love with a singular desire to restore us and forgive us, to give us the ability to have real life, vibrant life. He wants us to live our lives fiercely, enjoying lives full of calling and purpose, free of shame, free of guilt. He will break those chains that bind you and pull you down and will free you to live lives of victory. Just ask Him. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. And I know that's uplifting to many, many people, and probably more so than it has been in our past. And we've been doing this a little over 2 years now. And I just value you as a partner and a human being. And I know people who are listening also feel the same.
You know, you get to a point, I was just thinking about this, that when you realize something you've done that you know, you're guilty for, and then you realize, wow, for a long time I thought I was not guilty of anything, and you realize you were really in that boat the whole time, and you just didn't realize it. It just takes a little bit of introspection, and that is a hard and painful thing to do.
And I think these times are calling us to be introspective. And I feel that the people that I'm, you know, joining around and dealing with, and the clients, the customers, the friends, the family, I've never seen a greater level of gratitude and kindness and open-heartedness and care than I have in the past 1 or 2 months.
It's true. It's a new feeling of community. It's something I haven't really noticed before, yeah. But it's at the office. It's walking around town. It's complete strangers.
Yeah.
And it's been, frankly, pleasant. I hope we can keep that.
And I do believe we will. I think we do. We're going to change the world, and I think many of it is going to be broken for a temporary period of time. We will recover as we have with every disaster in this country and in this world.
Let me throw this out. My little sister sent to me a couple of weeks ago that, and I don't have it on me to read, but maybe I can do it next week, but the founder of Teen Challenge back around 1986 actually predicted exactly what's happening. And so, but he looked at it as a time of spiritual awakening for us. I like that attitude.
Oh, I'm all about that. I mean, the world, not that I want it to continue at this rate, but look at the level of air pollution that's gone down. And you mentioned a little earlier, walking out on your porch and actually hearing the little birds, not even the big birds.
And the bees.
Yes.
I could hear them buzzing. I thought, what in the world? You know, it's amazing how quiet everything is. And I just like to stop and listen. Sometimes if the sun's out, I'll just stand there and shut my eyes and just enjoy it. There are some positive. I'll be glad to get the people back. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But I'm enjoying the time as it is.
And what a better perspective than the opposite, which is dread and fear and falling into the doom gloom. And I do want to say again, if anyone's listening to the whole show, please pick up one of our tips, whether it be the restaurants, the things I talk about for calming, the CBD, Anxio Calm, the things Dr. Green spoke about. But take something home from this and embrace it.
And experience new things. It's not going to be the same life you're used to, but it's different. Embrace it as much as you can.
Well, you know, for the past few years, I always joke that I've been a conservative person most of my life about kind of. I've been a conservative person most of my life with the fact that I would be not really embracing anything, even fun stuff. I would say, I don't want to do that. Well, about 3 years ago, I called myself, my middle name is Yes. I would say yes to everything if it didn't hurt someone else or be potentially dangerous. Well, that yes has grown to a capital Y-E-S because I'm being forced to do it. And I have learned so much about, I don't have to have my Starbucks coffee. I thought I needed to have the perfect workout. I really now realize that what's inside of me, the spirit, the heart, the soul, it's going to be fine even if I don't get all the support and the practice and the fun and the things I used to think I had to have. It has given me confidence that I can journey into old age with very little, actually, as long as my family's safe and we have enough to be feeding ourselves and paying bills. It's a game changer for me, and I do believe it will be for so many. And the mind is so powerful. I want to say real quickly, there was a study done at the McGill University in Canada where 61% of the recruited students in the study experienced psychedelic effects when given a placebo. Now, that means that's a sugar pill, and yet they got psychedelic effects. Don't think that Fox News and CNN is not the same. You are being fed so much negativity. Please, people, take a break. Do it a few minutes in the morning if you have to, and a few in not too late in the evening, because it's not doom and gloom. We are going to get through this.
Oh, it's a critical time to me. I still like my coffee, not Starbucks, but to get up and have my time of prayer and meditation and study. The sun is not up, and it is critical for me. It always has been. Mm-hmm. It's even more so now.
Absolutely. We have to. I need to regain a grounded centeredness, because when, you know, the mind is spiraling, it's going to usually feed itself with more spiraling. And I just want everyone out there to, you know, at least in my opinion, to know that, you know, Nutrition World is here to support you with the foods and the nourishment. Dr. Green's here to support you with his consultations and practice as a medical physician.
The doctors have not gone away. We're still here. And remember, you're not in control of your circumstances, but you are in control of your response to them.
I love that. And we, you know, we, even those of us who follow these kind of practices, need to be reminded by people who care about us. I care about you, you care about me, and we care about those who we deal with and the world. You know, I just want to remind people, you're going to be okay. Yes, you will overcome these obstacles in front of you, and you're going to transcend the difficult environment before all of us. And you're strong, you're courageous, you're tenacious. Remember that. And move confidently, knowing that the green light in your life is around the corner.
And you are not alone.
Absolutely. We are connected to a higher power, higher being. And the meditation, the practice, the focus is so vital, more now than ever before. So I want to leave everyone with hopefully the more hope than they came to the show with. And I know you did it very well, Dr. Green, with your spiritual moment and all your inspirational personal testimonies. So thank you for what you do for this community.
You know, I said that just now, Ed, but I had to have someone come to me a few weeks ago and do the same thing, mm-hmm. because we all need help sometimes, and I needed a helping hand. And that person came to me and said, "You're not alone in this." And it's what I needed at the time, and that pulled me out. It was the life preserver. It was the rope that yanked me out of that drowning, and I felt fine after that. So we all need help from time to time.
And there's nothing wrong with asking for it. Bless everybody out there. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studios. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and pleasant and calm day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.